Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Well, it's not what you always plan for, but damn it, I'll take it, and I'm pretty excited. You've got Kansas City against Buffalo, two teams that did not look the part a week ago in their last matchup, Buffalo against Tennessee and KC against Vegas. And so 2-4-1 squads will take on each other today at 2 o'clock our time on Fox here. And to talk about that matchup in a little Kansas City is Alex Gold of 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, KCSP on Twitter, at Alex Gold. And he joins us now for the Daily Ticker. Alex, thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland, my man. I want to start just, what did you make of last week? Like, how did you put that into words on your radio show of what you saw them do against the Raiders at home?
Yeah, it was one of those shocking results for sure. I mean, this was an opening stretch of the season. A lot of Chiefs fans probably would have told you, yeah, you get out of it 5-1, but most people would have assumed that loss was coming to Baltimore. That loss was coming, tonight or that Thursday night game against the Buffalo Bills. And so what was really stunning was a defense here in Kansas City, guys, that had played so well and played like a top-five defense. And then they go and have Derek Carr come out there and hit them deep, something that the Chiefs even admitted they hadn't seen on tape. I mean, Derek Carr, depending on where everybody's perspective is on him, he's not exactly known as someone that can beat you deep. And to their credit, the Chiefs' defense got burned, and it was a lack of pass rush, which is, you know, we'll talk about tonight's game here in a second, but that was the biggest issue, was the Chiefs had zero pass rush whatsoever. Derek Carr had all day, and it was certainly a surprising result.
Yeah, and then you get the twist in between that game and tonight's game of signing Le'Veon Bell. So just two parts. One, your thoughts on the signing and how he fits with Hilaire, who's been a great rookie so far. How do you think they're going to use him? And then I haven't seen anything. Is he supposed to play tonight? What's the status on that?
So due to the, you know, this weird 2020 and COVID protocols and everything, Bell can't even play if they wanted him to. He's got to, I guess, go through a 5 or 6 day COVID protocol period. We'll even see if he's good to go next week, because the Chiefs are in Denver next Sunday, but because of this game being on a Monday afternoon, he might only get 2 or 3 days of practice. So it could actually be his first game as a Chief November 1st against his old team and Adam Gase and the New York Jets. So that's a fun storyline potentially if we get it in a couple weeks. But as far as Bell and what he brings to the table, look, like Clyde Edwards-Helaire has had a fantastic season. He just hasn't had the big plays and the touchdowns that everybody was expecting him to have. And so some people have looked at from a fantasy football world, and they're like, wait a second, what's up with Clyde? I don't think this changes, guys, anything for Clyde Edwards-Helaire in this Chiefs offense. What might change and what's exciting about Bell is, one, he comes in, zero risk on the contract. It's a one-year deal. Even with incentives, it's about $1.7 million, so you're not, you know, putting much into the salary cap implications there. And I think he's going to be a third down back, a filler role at Darrell Williams, who's their number two running back now with Damian Williams opting out, a guy that can protect in third down, a guy that can be a receiving back on third down. And the particular area where he might help him the most is goal line situations. So as good as Clyde has been, he's got -3 yard rushing around the goal line with the fourth most goal line attempts in the National Football League. So they need some help there. Bell's a little bit bigger back. I believe that's where he helps Kansas City the most.
Yeah, this is Alex Gold, radio host over there at 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, our sister station over there at KCSP. You get Le'Veon Bell, and despite losing to the Raiders, I think everybody still looks at it and goes, well, it's Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, it's Tyreek Hill, it's yada, yada, yada. There's so much talent on that roster, and they're so damn good, and they came so close 2 years ago, and then they break through and win it last year. Is there even a point for you guys over there where you realistically panic or wonder aloud if they'll even get back to the Super Bowl? Because this team, Alex, and this may be misguided, they just, even in a loss, I look at them and go, well, they'll play better next week. Do you ever worry over there in Kansas City about this team?
As long as Patrick Mahomes is healthy, right, and Andy Reid's still the head coach, it seems very difficult to find yourself in a spot where you are concerned. But I will say this. Tonight's game suddenly is bigger than even people would have had on the schedule before, where it looked like it was going to be 2 5-0 teams. Great showdown. And instead, we've got 2 4-1 teams. And the reason why I think some concern could set in and panic tomorrow in Kansas City, if the Chiefs lose 2 straight, you say, why are you freaking out? Well, you start looking at the AFC. You know, you have the tiebreaker over Baltimore, which is nice. You would lose the tiebreaker on the Bills, and now we see what Tennessee and Pittsburgh are doing. They play each other head-to-head, but the Chiefs don't play either of those teams. And with only one bye week, as we know this year, in the AFC and NFC, I think tonight's game is more important than we would have thought, maybe even with them being both 5-0 at one point in time, just because of that bye. So I think, you know, from the fan perspective itself, you can see some panic set in if they lose two in a row, despite the schedule easing back up, and clearly the Chiefs going through their toughest portion of the schedule at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, not to mention being tied in the loss column with the Raiders, too, there in the AFC West. You mentioned, too, I mean, a week and a half ago, we looked at this game as one of the better Thursday night games of the year. Now it's an early Monday game, which is just weird, and both teams are coming off of semi-disappointing losses. How do you think this matchup plays out? You started the interview by mentioning Kansas City's defense, which was not good against the Raiders this last weekend. And the Bills' offense didn't really click against Tennessee, so they're clearly going to try and get back on track. Just how do you think the matchup plays out between them and Buffalo?
I believe it's pass rush for both teams. I mean, you have a Bills team throughout much of this season that has struggled to get to the passer. The Chiefs have actually been pretty good, except for last week against the Raiders, getting pressure on the quarterback. Can they do it just rushing four without having to blitz? And that's Chris Jones, that's Frank Clark. That was their biggest problem last week. So I think if they can get pressure on Josh Allen, it'll certainly help out the secondary. I mean, this is kind of football 101 type stuff. If they can get pressure, it's going to help out a secondary that has been good this year, but nobody actually thought they were a top five secondary in football, which is what they were the first 4 weeks of the season because of the pass rush. So I think it comes down to that. And then there's no Sammy Watkins tonight for Kansas City. He's dealing with a hamstring injury, and he kind of has become the nice check down and safety blanket for Patrick Mahomes. Whenever they needed 6 or 7 yards on a third down, he was there in the middle of the field. When the pocket broke down, he was there for Mahomes. And so they don't have him tonight. Who steps up? Is it going to be the second-year guy in Mecole Hardman? Is it going to be a guy like DeMarcus Robinson? So those are the two areas I think that could swing tonight's game. I do like Kansas City, though, guys, to win this one tonight, because you've got a couple extra days to get ready suddenly if you're Andy Reid. And after bye weeks, even though it's not a full bye week, Andy Reid is about as good as anybody in the National Football League. So I think they have the same type of performance that they had against Baltimore a couple weeks ago. This team plays up and also plays down to their competition. I think they play up to the Buffalo Bills and get a win.
So I'll get you out of here asking you this, because we're super big degenerates. You like them like 5.5 points better than Buffalo? Or
I like it. No, that's, by the way, that's unbelievable. I can't believe the Chiefs are 5.5 point favorites.
Right.
As I say that, though, I said on the show today, so I'll stick with it, of course, I do think Kansas City scores their highest point total of the year. I like the over in this game, if you're really asking me. 42-28, Kansas City.
Dude, I love it. Alex Gold, 610 Sports Radio over there in Kansas City, does a great job on KCSP on Twitter, at Alex Gold. He's one of our favorites in KC. Alex, thanks for hopping on, man. Enjoy that game in just about an hour and a half, and we'll have to catch up with you down the road.
Absolutely. Fantastic afternoon football.
All right, there we go. Good stuff from Alex Gold of 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, our sister station over there.